Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Alou reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Alou moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart takes first base on ball four. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek takes first base on ball four. Charles moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles scores. Buchek moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buchek scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis is walked intentionally. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Haller and he is out, Davenport applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Hart moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart scores. Haller moves to third. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. Haller scores. One out. It's 3-2, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive towards third. Charles catches it and throws to first to double up Lanier. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buczek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Buczek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick is called out on strikes. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field. Jones picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jones. Alou moves to third. Ron Taylor now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey scores. It's 6-2, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Taylor. Hart moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haller is walked intentionally. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hart scores. There goes Haller trying to get to second. Davis throws the ball into Charles, who relays the ball to Harrelson, who tags Haller for the out. Two outs. It's 7-2, Giants. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Giants. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles is hit by the pitch. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buchek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. Buchek moves to third. It's 7-6, Giants. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fuentes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Buchek scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 7, Mets, 7. John Sullivan pinch hits for Calcoons. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Renef now pitching. John Sullivan now catching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. Two outs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDaniel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jones. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Buchek hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Hal Renef. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Jones steals second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Don Shaw now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lanier bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Buchek covering, for the out. Davenport moves to second. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey strikes out. 1 out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Tom Holler. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Dietz now catching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds pinch runs for Ron Swoboda. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds moves to third. 1 out. Bill Henry now pitching. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Buchek is walked intentionally. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones is walked intentionally. Buchek moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards the mound. Henry catches it and throws to third to double up Reynolds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 7. The Giants will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing right field. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-4 in the game. Fuentes bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. 1 out. Dick Grote pinch hits for Bill Henry. Dick Selman now pitching. Ty Cline pinch hits for Dick Grote. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Cline moves to second. It's 8-7, Giants. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cline scores. It's 9-7, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Mays strikes out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Dick Selma. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.